Number 5. Mine manager Ramsauer.
The settlement from the Hallstatt period has never been located,
says Friedrich Edam.
But what was found, and what gave the Hallstatt period its name, was the burial ground, which was discovered by Ramsauer, the master miner, in 1846.
The director of the World Heritage Museum Hallstatt, Rudolf Gamsjäger.
Johann Georg Ramsauer was the head of the mine at the time and lived up in the Rudolfs Tower. Workers up on the Salzberg mine discovered graves while they were excavating a gravel pit. And Ramsauer took a great deal of interest in this and relatively quickly realized that it wasn't just a chance find, since antiquities were always being found on the Salzberg. So Ramsauer undertook a systematic excavation.
The actor, Egan's Franz Castelli, was a witness to these excavations. Johann Georg Ramsauer showed him the burial site once it was opened up. Castelli noted,
"To judge by the skeletons, these must have been huge people. Then, in my honor, he had the earth dug up 3 steps further on, and said to me, when I expressed doubts about whether anything would be found here, that there are graves all over the place. And truly, almost as soon as stones and the upper layer of earth was cleared away, the 343rd ancient grave was opened up."
Up to the present, 1,400 graves in this burial field have been laid open with an above-average wealth of grave goods compared to other burial fields.
These include glassware from Italy, amphora from Greece, ivory from Asia or Africa, as well as amber from the Baltic region.
Most importantly, Ramsauer drew, or had drawn in the original, every single object that was found, or he recorded the scale of the find in relation to its surroundings, and that is included in the Ramsauer journals.
You can see one of the 3 still extant original Ramsauer journals in the World Heritage Museum, Hallstatt.